Hey there, welcome to Following the Truth. I'm Gary Zimak. Today is September the 15th. It's kind of a big day because today the church celebrates the memorial of Our Lady of Sorrows. And I think this really ties in to a few things that I'm feeling the Holy Spirit wants me to talk about today. We recognize on this day the sorrows experienced by the Blessed Mother. And I'm going to read the gospel from today's Mass because it's just such a powerful reminder of not only what she went through, but I think it provides a message of hope to all of us. Here's where this all came about. Last night I was reading an email that I received. And, you know, I want to thank you for sending the emails. For a few days ago, I reached out and I said, look, I want to learn more about you. And I still say, if you haven't done so, shoot me an email at gary@followingthetruth.com. I want to know about you. I want to know about who listens to this program, because I don't know. I see the numbers, but I don't know the names. I don't know the details. I know you're out there, though. I really feel you. And and I've said this before, I really mean this. This is such a source of joy for me to be able to do this program with you, because I struggle too. Even though you know me from my radio appearances, you've read what I've written in my books, maybe you've seen me speak live, I struggle, and I try to be really transparent about it. I feel things. I sometimes get discouraged. I have a tendency to be anxious, so I can lapse into my worry mode very, very easily. But what I have learned is that God is so good, and He's such a loving Father. He sent His Son, Jesus. I've become friends with Jesus. Jesus walks with me every day. And He has brought me such peace. It's so incredible, and I want to share His love with you. That's why I'm so blessed to be able to do this show. But I thank you for your emails, for letting me know who you are, letting me know what you're going through. I appreciate your honesty. And listen, my words to you are this: we can get through this. We're going to get through this together. We really are. I'm going to share my story. We're going to hang out together. I want you to know there's a place you can go every day. And that's why I do this show. There's a place you can go every day to get some hope, to hear that God loves you, to hear that Jesus wants to walk by your side, to hear that the Holy Spirit can dwell in you and can give you the peace that you're looking for. You need to hear that. And today you're going to hear about the Blessed Mother, our spiritual mother, given to us by Jesus while He was dying on the cross. That's going to be the gospel today. This comes right from the Bible. You know, sometimes as Catholics, we get accused of placing too much emphasis on Mary. But this is right from the Bible. And what we believe can be substantiated by Scripture. What we believe about Mary, it's in the Bible. Her intercessory power. The wedding at Cana. We see what happened in John chapter 2 with the Blessed Mother's intercession for the bride and groom. But today, we're going to look at the sorrows that she experienced. And I want to say this, that if you're struggling, if you're suffering right now, if you're losing hope, I want you to know that there is hope. There's always hope. With God, all things are possible. But that doesn't mean that you won't be asked to suffer. But if you do, if you are asked to suffer, God will give you the grace to deal with it. But you got to ask for it. And you have to be willing to be a little patient with Him sometimes too. And that's what part of the point that I want to make on today's program. Sometimes this peace that we're looking for, this relief from anxiety, sometimes it doesn't happen as fast as we would like. So I feel I'm supposed to talk about this today. I will talk about this. We'll talk about Our Lady of Sorrows as well. A couple of things I want to mention. Again, thanks for the emails. Thank you for the donations. You know, I've been asking for donations. It's really getting ugly. It's really tough out there. You know the deal. And those of us who are in full-time ministry, we're feeling the pinch right now. But you know what? I have no doubt that the Lord will provide. I have no doubt that He will provide for me. And if you're worried about Him providing for you, look, the fact that you're alive, you hear me say this in the prayers a lot, indicates that He has provided for all of our needs from the time we were conceived up until the present moment. Now, He's done that, and He will continue to do that. I believe that. But part of the provision for me in terms of financial support, it comes through you. And that's why I have to put this pitch out there for funding. Normally summer, you know, we're winding down the summer. Normally summer's a tough time for speakers, but things tend to pick up in the fall. Not this year. After all of my talks were abruptly postponed during halfway through Lent, nobody is even, I think one person has talked about rescheduling. So I started to get some inquiries, but really nothing concrete. So I depend on you for financial support to keep this program running, to keep my daily newsletter, my email devotional, Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled, going, for my ministry. This is a big part of, your support is necessary. So I thank you for your contributions. If you haven't done so and you're able to send something my way, I'd really appreciate it. All you need to do is go to followingthetruth.com, click on donate. But please don't put yourself in any financial risk. You got to pay your bills. I understand that. If you're unable to contribute, please just pray for me. Pray that somebody will come through and this ministry will be able to continue. But I appreciate you I appreciate your listening. Thanks for showing up every day, for spending some time with me. It really does mean a lot. And I promise you, we are going to get through this. We'll do it together. Let's walk together. And let's have the Lord lead the way, right? And we'll manage to get through this. All right, let's turn to our Father in heaven right now, who loves us with an unconditional, never-ending love. Let's turn to him now in prayer. Let's connect with him. Let's realize who he is. And then let's ask for what we need, okay? Let's do it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, we praise you this day. We look at you, even though we can't see you. We can't see the air around us either, but we don't doubt that the air is there. So therefore, we don't doubt that you are with us either, because through faith, we know that you are with us. We see it time and time again in the Bible, both the Old and the New Testament. I am with you. Do not be afraid. Father, that's good enough for me. I believe it. I know you are with me. So we turn to you with our needs this day. We recognize that you are almighty. You are omnipresent. You are omniscient. So you know all things. You know what I'm thinking before I even think it. You know what I say before I speak it. You know everything that has ever happened to me or will ever happen to me. You know it all, Father. And you're in control at all times. And I praise you for that power of yours, because it's just unbelievable. And I thank you, Father, for all that you have done and all that you will continue to do for me. But Father, I need you. We need you. Please provide for us. Please grant us what we need, both spiritually and materially today. Sometimes we get frustrated because we don't get what we want. But sometimes those things that we want aren't good for us. So, Father, I ask you to give us everything that we need this day. Tomorrow we'll do this again. So right now we're going to focus on today. You have gotten us to this point in time throughout the day. You've provided. We trust that you will continue to do the same. Father, I ask you to bless us, our families, our friends, those who we are concerned about. Instead of worrying about them, we're going to give them to you right now and ask you to help them. We give you our financial concerns. We give you our spiritual concerns. Those sins that we just can't seem to shake, we give it to you, Father. We ask you to help us. Help us to avoid sin. Help us not to dwell on what we did in the past. Grant us the grace to be able to move on, to live in the present moment. Father, we pray for a fresh outpouring of your Holy Spirit this day. Come, Holy Spirit, fill us up and let the fruits, all of your fruits of the Spirit, be evident in our lives. Love, joy, and peace, and patience, and kindness, and gentleness, and faithfulness, and goodness, and self-control. Let these fruits be evident in our lives. Father, please send through your Spirit the words that I'm supposed to use on this program today. Give me the ideas. Let me know what I'm supposed to talk about. And please open all of our minds and our hearts to be receptive to your message. Father God, we ask this in the most holy name of Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Man, I feel a whole lot better now that we talked to our heavenly daddy, and we asked for what we need. You know, he really will take care of you. He will. He really will. Sometimes he's got some pretty unconventional methods. I mean, you know it as well as I do. Sometimes you really question what the heck he is doing. But he does know what he's doing. I mean, that goes along with being God. You know, he's a pretty good choice for the job. But thanks for praying with me. I'm Gary Zimek. This is Following the Truth. I wanted to remind you of a couple of things. Tomorrow, which is September the 16th, it's a Wednesday, I'm going to be starting, something special is happening. As you may know, you might not, but I've been talking about it on the show, my new book, Let Go of Anger and Stress, Be Transformed by the Fruits of the Spirit. The book is in the warehouse, and I've been told by the publisher, Ave Maria Press, that if you have pre-ordered it from Ave Maria, they're going to start to ship, I think, by this Friday. So they're way ahead of schedule. If you pre-ordered from Amazon, it's probably going to take a couple of weeks. Even the book, though the book is in the warehouse, it's all ready to go. It's got to get to Amazon. It's got to go through the distribution system. So it might take a few more weeks. So Ave Maria Press is the place to go if you want to order it. If you have not pre-ordered and you want to do so, again, it's going to ship Friday, so it's ready to go. You can use a special discount code, which is LETGO. LETGO. As far as I know, it's all uppercase. I don't know if it matters, but do all uppercase just to be sure. LETGO. Use that promo code when you check out, right? And you're going to get 20% off the list price plus free shipping. So if you want to order a copy of Let Go of Anger and Stress, Be Transformed by the Fruits of the Spirit, go to AveMariaPress.com. When you order the book at checkout time, enter the discount code LETGO, LETGO, right? And you get 20% off and free shipping. So I'm excited about that. So with that in mind, tomorrow on Wednesday, the 16th of September, I'm going to kick off a 10-part series on the Sunrise Morning Show on EWTN Radio. We're going to call it Let Go of Anger and Stress, and we're going to go through each of the fruits of the Spirit and how these fruits, what you need to do to activate these fruits in your life. So we'll be doing that, and I'm excited about that. And then later tomorrow at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time, I will be on Seize the Day with Gus Lloyd talking about the book. So 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time, Seize the Day on Sirius XM Satellite Radio. Prior to that, 6:35 a.m. Eastern Time, Sunrise Morning Show on EWTN Radio. Now, what's today? The 15th and 7th. I think it's in about 2 weeks. I'll have to let you know for sure. But I will be doing an hour-long segment on Catholic Answers Live, talking about the book as well. So I will keep you posted about where I'm going to be, what I'm going to be talking about. And, of course, God willing, I'm going to keep being here on Following the Truth Monday through Friday and on the Gary Zimek Show on the weekends. So if you like me, and I'm hoping that since you're listening to the program, you like me, it's going to be hard to get away from me. Or it shouldn't be. I shouldn't say that. If you like me, you're going to want to find me. But if you don't like me, it's going to be hard to get away from me. But we won't go there because I'm assuming we're friends. We love each other and all that good stuff, right? But if for any other questions you have, Gary@followingthetruth.com is my email address if you want to reach out to me. Okay, so I'm going to talk about the Blessed Mother since it is Our Lady of Sorrows, but I wanted to touch on something else or something related. And this came to me after I received an email. I was talking about the emails at the beginning of the show. And the gist of the email was, I'm struggling with anxiety. I'm praying, which is really good, which is exactly what the Lord wants you to do. You know, you read that passage from Philippians chapter 4, I think it starts in verse 4, where Paul said, don't worry about anything, pray about it with thanksgiving, tell God what you need, and the peace of God which surpasses all understanding will fill your heart. And that's a legitimately true statement. However, the email stated that, well, I'm praying, but I'm still not getting that peace that I'm looking for. And you know what? This is a common problem. And I was telling my wife, Eileen, last night, I'm so glad that somebody wrote in about this, because this is something that I have wrestled with and Eileen has struggled with, and she's still struggling with it at times. And I know many, many people are dealing with, how come I still don't feel good when I pray? Now, look, there are times when you pray and all of a sudden you just feel this incredible sense of peace. And that's absolutely one of the first fruits of prayer, is typically peace. But I don't think, and you tell me if I'm wrong, but I don't think this question gets dealt with as much as it should. I mean, you hear a lot of evangelists say that if you pray, you're going to feel peace. And yeah, for the most part, that's true. But what happens when it doesn't seem to be making a difference, right? We've all been there. And this is something that I have continually struggled with. And I've been asking the Holy Spirit about this. And here's what I would say to that. First of all, don't be freaked out if it happens. If you are praying to the Lord every day and you are not feeling that peace that you're looking for, it does not mean that you're doing anything wrong. Now, I guess it could, but for the most part, if you are praying instead of worrying, and remember, worrying is a conscious decision. When I start to be afraid about something, I can turn to the Lord in some form of prayer. I can use formal prayers like the Rosary or pray some Our Fathers or Hail Marys. That's formal prayer, or some kind of a novena. Or I could just freeform it and say, take the words of St. Peter when he was beginning to sink as he was trying to walk on the water, and he used the words, Lord, save me. That's a valid prayer. You can pray that throughout the day. So what happens when you don't feel it? Well, it's not that you're doing something wrong. That sometimes is a typical reaction. Here's what I've learned, that sometimes it takes time. This has been, I've been at this for a long time now. Once I turned my life over to Christ, I really have been working at this, looking for that peace, trying not to be affected so much by external circumstances, you know, bad weather, financial issues, not feeling good. But sometimes it's really hard because these things are so in your face. It's hard to break free. What I will say this is, sometimes this peace you're looking for, it exists only in your mind. It exists in your intellect. It exists when you know that God is all-powerful, God is with you, and God loves you. You know those facts. Sometimes you'll be comforted by those facts and those facts alone. And sometimes you have to repeat out loud to yourself, I know God is with me. I know God loves me. I know God can handle this problem. And you still might not feel it. But see, sometimes our feelings are misleading. So don't go crazy if you're not necessarily feeling the peace, because you can still be at peace without feeling peaceful. And I know I mentioned this on the show before. That came from one of my old spiritual directors. And I agree with that so much, because there are just some days when I don't feel it. And I'll tell the Lord, that'll be the basis for my prayer. I'll say, you know, Jesus, I know you're with me, but I'm asking you to help with this problem, and it's not happening. And I'm not really feeling your love today. I'm not feeling it, but I know that you love me. And, you know, just have that dialogue with them. Don't go crazy because you're not having the peaceful feelings that you expect. But just be, you know, just keep showing up for prayer. Don't ever neglect your prayer life. It's so important. And there are going to be days when you don't feel it. And I believe that the Lord allows that because he doesn't want us to get so locked into good feelings. I pray and I get good feelings. Boom. Because what happens then, he gets taken out of the picture. And you're not really praying to be close to him. You're praying for the feelings. It happens to all of us. We can deny it and say, oh no, that won't be me. Well, let me tell you, it will be you, and it's me. Because if I know that whenever I pray, I'm going to feel good, before long, it's going to be all about me, and Jesus is going to be nothing more than a vending machine. I throw some money in, get what I want, and I move on. Sometimes he lets those feelings, those good feelings, go away. He knows what he's doing. He does it at the right time. You know, he's watching the temperature on the thermostat. And he's turning it up a little bit, you know, making it a little hotter for us sometimes because he wants us to grow. It's like leading the disciples into the storm at sea. He knew what he was doing. And the first time he was with them sleeping in the boat. They woke him up. Next time he wasn't there. He sent them ahead to cross the Sea of Galilee. And eventually he came walking to them on the sea, but he wasn't there. So he leads us down these paths through these storms. And believe me, I don't like it any more than you do. I don't like suffering. I really don't. I would rather do this another way. But you know what? I've learned that it works. Suffering draws me closer to the Lord. I know. I wish it wasn't the case. Because I don't like to suffer. But we pray more earnestly when we're suffering, when we need something, when we're reminded that we need something. And you know, he only does it. He lets this happen just because he loves us. And he doesn't want us to get a little too self-sufficient and forget that we need him. Because he knows that we need him, but we forget that sometimes. So, yeah, the feelings, they will come and go. Sometimes you will be praying, Lord, please take this fear away. Help me to trust you more. And the fear won't go away. But as long as you're praying, at that moment, you are doing exactly what you are supposed to be doing. Now, here's the thing I've learned about fear as time goes on. And I have spent more and more time in the presence of the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. I have found that I am less afraid than I used to be. Death doesn't scare me like it used to. The welfare of my family members does not scare me as much as it used to. I'm still concerned. I have that tendency to want to control things. You know, I don't want anybody to suffer, especially somebody who I love. Finances don't scare me as much as they used to. Let me tell you, they used to keep me up at night. It's not that I am not concerned. I am concerned. But as you walk with the Lord day by day, and you ask for what you need, and you see what he does in your life, you can begin to look back and realize that, wow, my God keeps his promises. You know, you see it throughout Scripture, too. Scripture is another great way to learn about the promises of God. But the more you ask for, the more you ask him to help you, the more you begin to see it in your life as well. So sometimes you're not going to feel it. You still will be afraid. You might not find the peace you seek. So take it in your head. If it starts in your head, and if through faith you know this, you know God loves you, you know God cares for you, is with you, you know God's bigger than your problems, you know what he can do. You read the Bible, you see what he's done, you see the healings that Jesus has performed. Then in your head, you can come to the conclusion that this is somehow going to work out. And you could read verses like Romans 8:28, all things work for the good for those who love God, right? Again, you don't have to feel it though. But as time goes on, this is my opinion, I believe you will feel it more. Even though, and there will be times still, there are times still where I don't feel anything. I do not feel the presence of God, but I do know he's there. Like right now, I don't feel the air around me. I don't feel the electricity going through the wires in my house. But I know both of those things are there. Otherwise, I couldn't breathe, right? Or when I turn the lights on, nothing would happen. Anyway, let me read the gospel real quick. I can't believe I can't believe how late it is, but I was just trying to go with where the Spirit was taking me. Again, this is the gospel for Our Lady of Sorrows, John 19, verses 25 through 27. Standing by the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Clopas and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple there whom he loved, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her into his home. This is where Jesus gives you his mother as your spiritual mother. So Mary is your spiritual mother. Note that she is standing by the foot of the cross. Sometimes you want to help your loved ones. You don't know what to say to them. There's nothing you can do for them. Of course, you pray for them, but you want to do something concrete for them to help them. Have you ever been in that position? I'm there all the time, and it drives me crazy sometimes. The best thing you can do for them is to be with them and to tell them, I'm with you. It's not much I can say right now to help you, but I just want you to know I'm going to be here. That's what Mary did for Jesus, standing at the foot of the cross. And you know, if you know anything about Mary, that she was praying too. And as a result, Jesus could take comfort in the presence of his mother. And he would be able to go on and do his job and redeem all of us on that cross. So turn to Mary, ask for her prayers today, and ask her to help you to stay close to your son, to her son, Jesus, because she was able to be with him even when he was being murdered on the cross. You know, if that was me, I might not have been able to be there, but Mary was able to do it. That's what love is all about. Turn to her and ask for help. And in the meantime, I'm going to be praying for you. Don't hesitate to write me at Gary@followingthetruth.com if you have any more questions about this. It's tough. But yes, sometimes, even though you're praying, you still will not be able to feel that peace. But you can be at peace in your mind knowing you are doing exactly what Jesus told you to do, to come to me. If you're weary and you're burdened, don't worry. Come to me, and I will give you rest. He'll give you rest. Sometimes it takes time, though. And sometimes you won't necessarily be able to feel it. But that's okay, because when you don't feel it and you're still afraid, even though you're praying and you know he's bigger than the problem, maybe that tells you got a little more work to do. That's okay. Keep it up. Keep turning to him every day. Again, nobody's weaker than I am, and I've seen an incredible change in my life. It can happen to you too, all right? Sound good? Don't forget, I'm praying for you. Whether you like it or not, I'm going to be praying for you. You are fantastic. Thanks so much for spending some time with me. Don't forget, Sunrise Morning Show tomorrow and Seize the Day with Gus Lloyd. You can get an extra dose of me tomorrow. And then, God willing, I plan to be back here on Following the Truth. I hope you'll be able to join me. God bless you. See you next time.